Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we just sang about praising God and what that's going to be like. And the whole idea is when we get to heaven, one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to rejoice. Rejoice. That is a topic that we see in pretty much all of the texts tonight out of Scripture. The topic of rejoicing. Today's Scripture readings are what cause us to focus on rejoicing. So, I'm going to ask you something. What is it that causes you to rejoice? I kind of want to know. Tell me, what are some things that cause you to rejoice? Family, that's a good one. What else? A good run? Yep. What else? What else gives you a reason to rejoice?
Being with my grandchildren.
Oh, being with grandchildren? That's a good one. Yeah. Or babies? Yeah. Church? Okay. Raindrops? Sometimes. What about puppy dogs and those kinds of things? There's lots of things, aren't there, that give us a reason to rejoice. There's lots of different things. And they're good things. They give us feelings of joy and maybe even some fun and some excitement. And in the gospel lesson today, that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, rejoice with me, rejoice with God. And he's also saying that God rejoices over you. We do what the shepherd did over his lost sheep and the woman with the lost coin did. We go and seek. We bear fruit in keeping with the repentance Jesus speaks of regarding sinners. And that's so that we might spread the good news of Jesus Christ, having died on the cross and risen again for our restoration to God. And when someone joins us in worship, we rejoice. That's where Jesus calls us today to focus. On the joy that comes from those whom Jesus calls and brings into his flock. Those who were lost and have been found. That's going to be real important. Those who've been lost and have been found by the love of Jesus. Now, notice today that this is in great contrast to the Old Testament lesson today, where there is much said about how God was unhappy, unjoyful, if you will. God was unjoyful over the state of things with his lost and scattered and uncared for sheep, and how he, God himself, will take care of them and bring about justice and salvation for them. In just those 13 verses that Chris read out of Ezekiel, 18 times, in just those 13 verses, 18 times, God says, I will. I will. It's all about what God will do, not the sheep. And by the way, notice what the sheep do. All they do is muddy the water, they trample the grass, and push and shove aside the weak and the injured and the lame. The sheep are not so good with the justice and mercy and care. That's all in the hands of the shepherd, of God, who says what he will do. Listen to the list of things that he will do. He will search and look and rescue. He will bring and gather and pasture the sheep. He will tend the sheep and bind up the wounded and strengthen the weak. That is what God has promised in Ezekiel that he will do. And that is what God has accomplished in the wounds and the works and the words of Jesus Christ, the chief shepherd. In him, he has done the work of calling the lost and the scattered. And through the innocent death of Jesus Christ on the cross, and by his resurrection from the grave, God has done and accomplished all that he said he would do in the Old Testament lesson today. The Lord wants to draw all people to himself. We know that. And he does that through his word, the Bible, like we talked about, and through the sacraments that he's given us, baptism and communion. Through these things, God touches us with the promise of his grace and the fulfillment of the promises that he made in Ezekiel. These sacraments are God's work of gathering and feeding, of caring for, and of binding up our wounds. God seeking out the lost and scattered, that's what we focus on here at Zion. We spend time in the Word of God so that we can give an accounting of the hope that is ours to anyone who asks us. Now, we spend time building each other up here through Sunday school, through the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, the various groups that meet here, the Tuesday Bible study, the preschool, the council, and elders, and here on worship on Wednesday as well. Put all of these things together. These are what we do to care for one another here and to nourish each other ultimately on the Word of God. If we're not here for the Word of God, then we're really not here. The Word of God is what gives us all that God has promised us, life and hope and faith through Jesus Christ. That Word is what we gather around, and it's what we're fed and watered by. You're like a water tower. If you keep opening the spigot at the bottom of the tower and you give away the water without filling the top of the tower with fresh water, then you soon run dry. Then you can quench no one's thirst for the love of God. So, we do well to take advantage of the classes and the Bible studies and the worship that refresh us with the gospel so that in turn, we can then supply that gospel to the dry and the desert world that's around us. Remember in the two stories that Jesus told today, there was much rejoicing. The rejoicing came because that which was lost had been found. And that's in keeping with the Old Testament lesson today, where God himself said he will do all that is necessary to seek and save the lost. Now, I want to close with a story about my own rejoicing. Now, before today, most of you had never seen this ring. It was, like I said, it was like my dad's ring. And he earned it for safe driving for Frito-Lay. And he gave it to me before he passed away. And I used to wear it all the time, but then one day I lost it. In fact, when Dana and I lived in Oregon, in Albany, and we were packing up, I was sure I knew where I had lost it, and we would find it, but I never did find it. So one day, about a year or so after we'd left Albany, I got a call from the pastor there, who I'd worked for as his youth director. He said he found something that was mine, and it turned out to be this ring. Pastor Anderson, you see, was mucking out the stalls where they kept the horses that they had raised. And there, on the end of the pitchfork, in a pile of manure, fresh manure, was this shiny object, and it was my ring. You see, 2 years before, when they were on vacation, Dana and I looked after the horses. And that meant carrying heavy buckets of water for them. Well, I had taken off the ring and I put it in my jeans pocket because the buckets of water were heavy. And it pinched me. So I put the ring in my jeans pocket, or so I thought I'd done. Well, I must have missed my pants pocket. Ended up on the stall floor where one of the horses apparently ate it. If you take a look very carefully, like I pointed out to the kids, you can see it's not perfectly round. And Pastor Anderson thinks that's where the horse bit it when it picked it up off the floor. It took 2 years to get through the horse's intestines. So, yes, I rejoiced to have that which I had lost returned to me, even though it took some time for it to go through its very own unique journey. Trust me, it's been very much clean. It's just fine. But I had given it up for lost. And when it was returned to me, I had a sense of wholeness, of peace, and of joy, which could only come from having what was missed restored to me. Now, this ring is you and I. We have gone missing from God. We've been lost among the muck of our own sin. Like Paul said to Timothy, we are among the chief of sinners. And yet, Jesus has come and found us. He has called us away from our sin to repent of our sin. By his blood, Jesus has made us clean and whole and new, and most importantly, he has restored us to God. He kept the promise made in the Old Testament lesson today. He has saved us from our separation from God. As St. Paul said today, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And because of what Jesus has done to accomplish that, God rejoices over you and over me. We are the sheep that God rejoices over because he has done for us what he said he would do. Search and look and rescue. Bring and gather and pasture. Tend and bind up and strengthen. All of this he has done for you through Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.